Graphic photos, ranch in Mexican border city turned into cartel killing field. By Cartel Chronicles on November 12, 2023. Cartel gunmen used a ranch in northern Mexico as a killing field where they tortured, murdered, and incinerated a large number of victims with complete impunity. The discovery comes as corrupt government officials at the state and federal level in Mexico refuse to target drug cartels and criminal organizations. At the same time, government officials claim security conditions are improving under their regime. The gruesome discovery took place this week in the Mexican border city of Reynosa, Tamaulipas, after the activist group Amor por los Desaparecidos received an anonymous tip that there were human remains on a ranch on the western part of the city. The ranch is located along the highway that connects Reynosa with Nuevo Laredo. The Gulf Cartel seized the property from the owners by force. The group works to find the remains of the thousands of individuals who the Gulf Cartel has abducted in recent years. Their activities this year alone led to the discovery of 16 mass graves in Reynosa alone. After the group went to the location, they were able to get state authorities to move into the area to collect the human remains and document the crime scene. The ranch is believed to have been used by Gulf Cartel gunmen to question and torture their victims. A wall with graffiti has several bullet holes and blood where innocent victims are believed to have been sat in line and shot by gunmen. Throughout the ranch, activists also found numerous sites where gunmen incinerated bodies in open-air pits, as well as in makeshift crematoriums using metal containers where they placed body parts and then filled with fuel or combustible materials. Throughout the property, activists also found several charred bone fragments. It remains unclear how many victims were killed and incinerated in that location. As Breitbart Texas reported, the Gulf Cartel has a long history of abducting victims and disposing of their bodies as a way to avoid interference from law enforcement. Government officials do not count those victims in their crime statistics and simply label those cases as forced disappearances, something that allows Mexican politicians to falsely claim crime is decreasing. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City and the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and their original Spanish. This article was written by Francisco Morales and JC Sanchez from Tamaulipas.